Okay, so picture this. You walk into an art auction, and there it is, Van Gogh's irises, just begging to be taken home.
But here's the catch. It's 1987, and this little painting is about to break records.
Talk about pressure. So, how much are we talking? What's a Van Gogh go for these days?
Hold on to your palettes, because this one sold for a cool $53.9 million.
You're kidding. $53.9 million for a bunch of irises.
Hey, they weren't just ANY irises, but that's precisely what makes art so intriguing, right? It can be worth a fortune, or just a pretty picture.
That's what we're diving into today. Is investing in art a brilliant move or a risky gamble?
To get to the bottom of this, we're going full-on art detective and digging into some fascinating research.
Let's get those magnifying glasses out. What's the masterpiece we're dissecting today?
We're cracking open a 2008 research paper with a title that's a mouthful: Art as a Component in Investment Portfolios.
Sounds pretty serious. What makes this research stand out? Have these researchers discovered something groundbreaking?
Absolutely. First off, they went big on data. Think decades of art sales, not just a quick glimpse.
So they weren't just dipping their toes in the art market, they were diving in headfirst.
Exactly. And to analyze all that data, they used a price index that tracked actual art sales, the real deal. Then they plugged it all into some seriously sophisticated portfolio models.
Okay, so instead of just looking at the usual stocks and bonds, they threw art into the mix.
Precisely. They wanted to see if adding a splash of color, or a Picasso for that matter, could boost a portfolio's performance.
So did it? Did art make the cut for a winning investment strategy?
Well, here's where things get interesting. When they looked at a fully diversified portfolio, you know, the works with stocks, bonds, the whole nine yards art didn't quite make it to the winner's podium.
Wait a minute. Are you saying all those art auctions are just for show?
Not exactly. It all boils down to how different assets behave together. Think of it like a dance floor. Some assets waltz together beautifully, while others are doing the tango in the corner.
So, kind of like how some investors panic and sell everything when the market dips, while others see it as a buying opportunity.
You got it. That's what diversification is all about, spreading your risk so your portfolio isn't doing the market cha-cha. What the researchers found is that art, with its own unique beat, doesn't really bring that diversification benefit if you're already invested in a wide range of assets.
Okay, so no art for the investor who's already got a well-rounded portfolio.
That seems to be the consensus, yes. However...
Uh-oh, I sense a but coming. You know I live for a good plot twist. Okay, you're right. There's always a but, isn't there? Tell me there's more to the story.
There's always more to uncover when it comes to art and investing. While it might not be the star player in a fully diversified portfolio, it can definitely shine under certain conditions.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of conditions are we talking about? Does this mean I shouldn't rule out that Warhol just yet?
Well, let's say you're working with a more limited menu of investment options. Like, imagine you can't invest in certain things for whatever reason. Regulations, personal beliefs, who knows? Suddenly, your strategy needs a bit of a revamp.
Right. So not everyone has the luxury of building that perfectly balanced portfolio. Some of us have to be a little more selective with our ingredients.
Precisely. And that's where constrained portfolios come in. And guess what? This is where art makes a surprise entrance. The research actually found that when they removed specific assets from the mix, art shot up the charts in terms of recommendations.
You're kidding. Okay, now I have to know. Which assets are we talking about here?
The big ones they pulled out were U.S. Treasury bills and large-cap U.S. stocks. Take those two out of the equation, and art suddenly becomes a much more attractive prospect for your portfolio.
Wait, seriously, that's a plot twist I didn't see coming. So if you're holding back on those specific investments, Treasury bills and large-cap stocks, art might be the missing piece of the puzzle.
It's definitely a fascinating possibility. Now, to be fair, the research doesn't go into all the nitty-gritty details of why this happens.
So we don't know exactly what's behind the sudden art appreciation when those other assets are benched.
Not for sure. But the researchers suggest that art might be acting as a sort of stand-in for certain market behaviors that disappear when you remove those specific assets.
Hold on, a stand-in. Like, art is filling in for those missing assets.
It's an interesting way to think about it. Look, the art market obviously has its own rhythm, but it's still part of the bigger economic picture. So it's possible that in these constrained portfolios, art is capturing some of the volatility or growth potential that you typically find in those missing players, like large cap stocks.
Okay, this is blowing my mind a little. We're not just talking about the beauty of art anymore, we're talking about its economic moves.
Exactly. And here's another thing. This research isn't alone in its findings. Other studies have also pointed to art's potential to really thrive when those traditional portfolios are restricted in some way. There's definitely a pattern emerging here.
So we've got data, we've got patterns, we've got plot twists. Where do we even go from here?
Well, I think it's time to bring it all home for our listeners.
Yeah.
What does this mean for someone who's actually thinking about dipping their toes into the art market?
Right, because I'm guessing it's not as simple as just running out and buying the first Picasso you see. You're telling me. So how do we break this down for our listeners? What's the takeaway for someone who's, say, daydreaming about starting their own art collection?
Well, here's the bottom line. If you've already got that picture-perfect diversified portfolio with all the usual suspects, stocks, bonds, the whole shebang art might not be the golden ticket to even bigger returns.
Okay, so maybe hold off on building that gallery wing just yet.
Probably a good idea, yeah. However, and you knew this was coming, if you're working with a more limited set of investment options, or maybe you're looking for alternative assets that come with a different kind of risk profile, well, art might be worth a second look.
So it's not a simple yes or no on the whole art investment thing. It really depends on your personal financial goals and what you've got to play with.
Exactly. And I can't stress this enough. The art market is its own beast. It's not like buying and selling stocks where everything's straightforward. Plus, what one person considers a masterpiece might be, well, just not someone else's cup of tea.
That's a good point. So maybe hold off on cashing in that retirement fund for a Warhol just yet?
Probably a wise move. But this whole discussion does make you wonder, especially with how much the art market itself is changing. I mean, we're seeing this huge surge in things like art funds and fractional ownership.
Fractional ownership, like instead of needing a small fortune for a whole painting, you can buy a piece of it.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
It's making art a lot more accessible, which is exciting, but it also begs the question, how is this going to affect art as an asset in the long run? Could it change how it performs compared to what we've seen in the past?
It's like we're adding a whole new dimension to the art world. Do you think we'll see more research on this now that things are changing so much?
I wouldn't be surprised at all. The world of art and finance is a fascinating place to be right now, that's for sure.
It's like we're seeing a whole new school of art emerging, the art of investing in art.
And that brings up another important point. Even if art doesn't always lead to the biggest financial returns, there are other reasons to consider it.
You mean besides the fact that it's, well, art?
Exactly. Art tells a story, it sparks conversations, it can even become a legacy. Those are all valuable in their own right, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. So maybe it's not just about diversifying your portfolio, it's about diversifying your life experiences as well.
Beautifully said. Art can add a richness to your life, intellectually, emotionally, that you just can't get from a stock certificate.
That's something to keep in mind the next time you're at a gallery, or even just browsing art online. Don't just see the price tag, see the story, the emotion, the creativity behind it. Who knows? It might inspire you to start your own collection, even if it's just a humble print to start with.
And if you do, we want to hear about it. Share your art journey with us on social media.
That's right. Let's keep this conversation going. Hit us up and tell us, is art a smart investment for you?